Thank you for joining us and welcome to another edition of Answers Network. I'm your host, Alan Cardoza. And if this is your first time watching or listening to the show, know that every Monday from 11 a.m. to noon Pacific time, this show will bring on special guests that can inspire, educate, and in some cases, entertain, while bringing answers and options to making our lives happier, healthier, and more successful. Now, I'd really appreciate it if you could all do me a big favor. Please forward this show or go to our website and forward many of our shows to your social media group, because sharing this show and others like it that focus on improved health, happiness, education, and success in your business and in life is one powerful way that we can make a positive difference in the world together. Now, our topic today is from SEO to AI, your business growth solutions. Now, for those of you that have listened to the show or that know a little bit of my background, I was in business for a very, very long time. And a lot of the things that I realized was that these were things that were super important to your business. And I'm very fortunate that now with my son running my business, he knows that these things are important as well. So you want your business to show up on Google, let's say, right? And you don't want to miss any customers calling because that would be lost money. Well, guess what? That's what our guest today does. Mike Cruz is the founder of Osreno Profits, a marketing agency, and he helps businesses get more customers online by using search engine optimization and software tool. And through my son, Chase, that all SEO and software tools are not the same. Starting his own business, Mike worked as a structural engineer. And while working as an important, good systems were for a company to work well. Now, Mike focuses on helping other business owners. He builds systems that save them time so they can focus on growing their business or just having more free time. His company's goal is to give business owners back their time so they can work on their business, not just in it. Mike, welcome to Answers Network.
Thank you so much, Alan, for allowing me to be here. Really, really appreciate that. Thanks for excited for this opportunity.
Well, you are very welcome. And you know, knowing that you set this up for what used to be my business, and so Chase has shown, you know, after Chase showed me everything that you did and how he is able to, from anywhere in the world, pop open his computer or his phone or whatever and look and see everything that's going on. And I know that at a time in which, you know, the world started to change and I started looking into some of these things, I contacted different people. And what I realized, as I just said in the introduction, wow, it's not all the same. And what I learned, again, from Chase about what you put together was, if you get the right person, you can have your business that is structured in such a way that, as you said, or as I said in the thing, but as I've heard you say, give you back your time. Right. And, you know, my son is a new parent, and I'm just so proud of the fact that, you know, he sees that is so important that he has the time to be with his family and not married to the business.
That's a great point. Love that.
So let's start with, you know, as if we're talking to a lot of people out there that maybe still don't understand a little bit about Google or about search engine optimization. So let's start with, why is it important for someone's business to show up on the first page of Google?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So one thing I was told by a mentor of mine diving into this whole world, which is, it's kind of a joke, but you know, the best place to hide a dead body is on the second page of Google. Just because, because nobody goes there. and generally speaking, if you're not showing up in the first maybe five, you've lost attention, right? So maybe I've heard different stats where, you know, if you're on and you're at the very top, you might get roughly around 30% of the traffic that are searching for your actual business, or not your branded business, but your service that you're offering. Mm-hmm. But then once you start to go down in the rankings, that percentage gets lowered and lowered and lowered and lowered. And so that's why that's just a very important piece to getting traffic from a website.
Okay. And I know one of the things that that when we spoke before, you talked a little bit about keywords. Share a little bit about why that's so important.
Yeah. So I think a lot of people, when they start a website, they really just think to themselves, does this website look good? How's the performance of it? Just mainly the aesthetics of it. But what's most important is, you know, if we are actually wanting to make this website working for you and it's actually making money for you, then it's important to study what are the keyword phrases that somebody would be, actually, I should say, what the masses are searching for. What's the high demand of keyword phrases that somebody is going after? And then we have to transform our website to match that demand, right? Just kind of like regular business 101. Instead of going out saying, this is what I want to do, say, what do people want? And then this is what I'm going to provide them. And this is what I'm going to do for them, right?
I was thinking about some of the things that I've done in the past as someone who ran a business for 40 years. And one of the things that established me as an expert was I started doing speaking tours. So I would go, if it was for the Adolescent Services Company, I went and I spoke at conferences. I spoke at, in some cases for larger programs, I spoke at the program. And that sort of established me as the expert. Well, that also entailed me flying to different places and things like that. Tell us a little bit about how Google, or how you can get Google to think that our company's website is that of an expert.
Yeah, no, that's a really great question. So biggest thing to really pay attention to when we're thinking about Google as a tool is that Google's main purpose is to service their customers. And their customer is the person that's going onto the search engine and they're typing in a certain phrase. And they want to bring relevancy to that particular searcher. So that's why that keyword research is so valuable, because we find out, okay, these keywords have the most amount of search volume. And so therefore, we need to change our website to meet those keywords. It has to have a lot of content. And because the website has a lot of content centered around those keywords, we're making ourselves relevant to those search results that are actually out there. And so that's kind of the bedrock foundation of any website. If we really wanted to get to the first page of Google, is we want to say, let's give Google what Google wants, which is relevancy to the search result that's out there.
I'm new to things like ChatGPT and things like that. Now I'm enjoying it. I'm literally taking courses online to learn how to do it better. But share with us how an AI voice that can answer questions that a customer might have. Now, I run into this as a potential customer. Sometimes I like it. Sometimes it's frustrating. Share how that can be put into someone's business and how that can be a benefit.
Right. So one thing for starters is that when we're hiring on just, let's say, an actual assistant that you're paying, I don't know what an assistant would be paying them, maybe about $18 to $20 per hour, perhaps, to answer phones, answer general questions, book appointments. A lot of times those people, they don't stick around for a long time. So what is the cost of that employee to rehire a new person and hire that new person again, right? So if you actually have an AI system that you train once, and you can have all the general questions answered today, 15 years from now, or readjust those, and you have the capability of booking appointments, how much time and even how much money can be saved from the business owner because they don't have to put that money into training a new person for a task that, you know, doesn't need to be, putting money towards. That's the benefits of using AI, is that you train it once, or maybe train it a couple times, and you get it to your company's standards to understand your brand, general questions, and book appointments. And the systems that we have today, which are absolutely phenomenal, they're not very robotic at all. They actually sound very fluid and actually have cracked jokes with me, made me smile and laugh. just what I've been able to see, and I would love to share that with you guys maybe a different time perhaps. But absolutely, you know, the tools have become phenomenal these days, that's for sure.
Now, yeah, when you say that they've become phenomenal, it sounds like what you're saying is that the technology is moving so fast that, you know, I may have called or say call. See, I still work from that. I may have connected online with a company that has, if their technology in AI voice or voice answering is a year old, my guess is that that's now a huge difference to what it is right now, because I will get ones and I'll get frustrated because I'm asking the question and it doesn't fall within their limited amount of answers. Is that a safe thing to say, is that it's moving so fast that everybody doesn't have the latest thing? So that's why some are going to be more frustrating, or some are going to be better than others?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely correct. I know that I've been able to see some AI voices only take inbound calls, and it was very limited to just that. And then there's an AI system that we utilize that can do outbound calls. So that's a phenomenal piece right there. Because if you need to have an assistant reach out to just solidify that an appointment is still on the calendar and there's no need to reschedule, well, that's an upgrade right there too.
Now, so we're now talking about voice, but is the same thing can be done with texting as well?
Yeah. So we have, with our software, we have the capability of taking inbound contact forms from a website. A lot of times we have a chat widget that can be at the bottom corner of our website, and we can actually attach the software for a conversational AI to the text messages, to the actual web chat, and it can do the same performance as the voice AI. And so therefore, we can actually just train how to go about that.
All right. Yeah. When I was talking with Chase, he mentioned something about backlinks. So what are some of the backlinks and how are they valuable to the company website?
Yeah. So it's, think of it as the progression for SEO is first laying the foundation, right? Making sure that we're doing keyword research, making sure that the website is relevant to those keywords. After that, you have to build trust. That's probably stage number two. And, you know, a good way to build trust with Google is you're building out something called citations. So you're taking your company name, your phone number, your address, and you're putting that in different locations, whether that be Yelp or the Better Business Bureau, maybe a couple of social profiles, Facebook, Instagram, and those would be considered citations. They don't give the site a whole lot of power necessarily, but they actually give it trust because now Google gets to look at you as, oh, an established business that's putting themselves out there. The next progression is backlinks, which is giving the site power. Mm-hmm. So let's say we are in this particular position where we're on page three. And one way that we can do backlinks is we purchase old domains, domains that are, you know, considered in an auction. And it can be any domain for that matter. It can be GermanShepherds.com. that is just now being sold, right? And it's just not being used anymore. But we can actually overlook everything and see, does this domain have power? Does it have authority? And when you can actually purchase that domain, even if it's germanshepherds.com, let's say, you can write content that you want it to be about, and you can actually give a hyperlink, or what's called a backlink, to our main site. And think of it as it's the big brother that's giving power to the little brother, so to speak. It's giving, it's passing over authority. It's passing over link juice. And in Google's eyes, that's giving it power, and it will then start to rank. So the basics of SEO is tons of content and then having good quality backlinks that are actually giving the site that extra power.
Okay, so let me mirror that back to you and see how well I'm getting this. So in other words, if I owned the rights to investigator.com and detective.com came available, you would be able to know that it came available and recommend to me that, hey, you might want this one, that I then buy that one. And then anything that comes to that one, you're just redirecting it now to investigator.com. Did I get that right?
Yeah. If investigator.com is the site that we want to start to rank on Google, then I think you said, what was the other one? That was the other
detective.
Domain? Let's say detective was available and we purchased that. We would write content on detective.com, have a hyperlink, backlink, and we call it our money site. We're hyperlinking back to our money site, the one that we want to grow and move forward to the first page.
Yeah. So then I wouldn't have to be doubling the cost because I have more, more domain names. You're saying that when I say double the cost as far as the promotional cost, because you're promoting one and then you're just directing the other ones to that. When somebody types in detective.com, they're going to get reconnected to investigator.com, let's say.
Yeah. So whenever somebody has, they call it an exact match domain, which is the main keyword phrase is in the domain, right? Mm-hmm. That most likely will have a lot of good clout, and it will rank to the top just because it's the most relevant, right? But ideally, yeah, people can maybe read the content that's on that particular page, and it will be redirected over to our money page. Okay. So that's definitely one route to look at it. But most cases I've noticed is that it just that maybe that page itself, that new domain that we purchased, it maybe isn't on the first page, but it has a lot of link juice. It has a lot of power, and it allows us to power up our money site, which then pushes that site to the front page. Okay. So it's not necessarily somebody is going to our backlink, visiting that backlink. It's mainly because it's out there in Google's world, and it's giving link juice and power over. So that's the main thought process.
Okay, that's great. So in a minute or two, I want to take a break. But before that, I recently went back through some of the questions that have been sent to us in the past. And if anybody's been following the show, they know that I've sort of taken a break for a while, so that I've been doing some repeats on some of the shows. But I went back and we've listed a lot of the questions that people have asked, and I found one that actually fits you perfectly. So what I'd like to do is that I want to ask this question, and it's from Michelle in Chicago, Illinois. And then we're going to take a break. And for everybody, I would love to have Mike's answer after this. So the question that came in to us said, I've built a successful family counseling practice with experienced colleagues who are deeply passionate about helping others. However, we've seen our client base dwindle while newer counseling businesses seem to be thriving, despite having less experience. And this is the question that was posed to me. Can you bring on a guest who can provide actionable strategies to help us remain competitive and continue serving our community effectively? And again, as I said, this is from Michelle in Chicago, Illinois. So with that, I would love for us to take a break. I'd like everybody to stay with us. You're listening to or you're watching Answers Network.
Conflict International are experts at uncovering the truth. Our specialist team has decades of experience in providing a range of bespoke investigation and intelligence services to companies and individuals. Whether you need professional screening or background checks of employees, due diligence of potential clients or business partners, asset tracing services, or surveillance, Conflict International has a rapid response team on hand to get you to the heart of the matter. Our key strength is in our global capabilities. We can tap into an extensive network of trusted professional investigators based in most jurisdictions worldwide, enabling us to go almost anywhere a case takes us. Conflict International has decades of experience with a diverse range of skills among our team, developed from backgrounds in military and security intelligence services, as well as practiced lawyers. Visit our website today at conflictinternational.com to find out more about our services. That's conflictinternational.com. Global reach, local knowledge.
We're back. I'm Alan Cardoza, and we're speaking with Mike Cruz, and we're talking about from SEO to AI, your business growth solutions. So, Mike, when we went to break, we had a question that came in regards to a successful family counseling practice that has been dwindling while they're watching others that are newer practices that are popping up that are starting to thrive. Without reading into this too much, my guess is that for a new business that doesn't already have an existing base, my guess is that they had to know how to get new business. I think this is probably part of this whole conversion now to where we have people now that are knowing how to do or learning how to do what you do or hiring someone like you that is allowing them to be the new guy on the block that's thriving. So share a little bit about what you would tell Michelle in Chicago, Illinois, what they can do to get their business thriving again.
Yeah, no problem. Well, definitely, Michelle, I'm excited to really share this topic with you. I'm glad that you're listening in and we can help you out. So first thing that I'd be looking towards is if I'm evaluating any new business, I'm asking myself, do they have a Google business profile? That would be, most people use the language Google Maps. So typically, if we look at the structure of Google, let's say we would type in a family counseling practice near me. Especially when it comes to the near me element of any service, it could be, family counseling, or it could be a contractor, let's say. But if it's near me, Google is saying, okay, I need to deliver to this individual something that's in close proximity. So they're going to show the map section as a higher priority on the actual front page of Google. And then after that, we would fall into the organic section. And so I would first ask, does somebody have a Google business profile and is it properly optimized? Images, frequently asked questions, images that have content on the actual image itself, because Google can read images and content on images. So are we looking at our keyword research for a local family counselor near me? And what is the volume that's there? From Google Keyword Planner. And then now we have to look at our website as well. Is it the website well-structured to actually meet that actual volume that's there? Another thing too is that I've recognized is that a lot of businesses, when I was earlier on getting started and, having sales calls with people, everybody likes to say, I'm just, word of mouth business, right? Which is, it is absolutely amazing that you can have word of mouth business, because it means that you're very good at what you do. That is awesome. You definitely give yourself a pat on the back. At the same time, just always remember that your particular client that you have through this season of life is going to move on and they may not be a reference for you down the road. So we have to actively work on bringing in new clientele through every season of the year, or even, seasons of your business, I guess, a couple of years. And so a couple of things that I've heard in the past, which is you want to make sure that you have a system that can get your reach, which is bringing in your new business. You want to make sure that you can resell. So maybe have email marketing campaigns, newsletters, something that's actually re-engaging, maybe past clients. Or re-engagement is another way to look at it too. So that way your brand is constantly flowing in front of your new group of people alongside with your older group as well. And that way you're constantly have a well-oiled machine of reaching out for new clients and maybe doing some of these methods, which would be maybe Google SEO. And then on top of that, making sure you have a system to re-get engaged the existing clients. So that way they can, you can put together different sales where, whether it's having referral marketing, maybe you give that individual a discount because they're referring and bringing somebody with them or referring them to your office, something along those lines. But hopefully that answers your question.
Well, yes. As you were saying that, you know, I could relate very well with Michelle. So I'm hoping that if I'm getting it by taking in what you're saying, I would think that Michelle or anyone else, and I think that anyone else that is in that situation, because again, and especially with someone that's my age or been in business for a long time, that is how it worked. As you said, when you talked about word of mouth worked, or as you said, you know, I went out and I spoke to associations to talk about what it was that we were doing and why we thought that we could do it as good or better than anybody. So, so I understood it. I hope that Michelle did. And again, if anybody has any further questions, in fact, this might be a good time. Mike, what is the best way for them to get in touch with you? So let's say that Michelle's listening to this right now and goes, I don't think I completely got that. And they want to get in touch with you. What's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, so they can either reach me at my website. I can show my website really quick. Just a basic setup.
Great.
That's all right with you. So let's see here. Present, share screen. And here we go. So you can either reach me at my phone number, which is 714-909-1968. Or you can email me, mike@houserentalprofits.com, or you can go to my website, houserentalprofits.com, and fill out a contact form. And we can always just schedule a strategy call and maybe give you some pointers as to what could be done for your business, what service that we would technically provide. Or at the very least, I would want to make sure that I can send you off with something, just a free knowledge benefit to you. So that way you're walking away from the conversation empowered to take the next steps, even if it's without us. So hopefully that can be a good benefit to you.
That sounds great. Well, while you have this up, can you talk a little bit about this? You know, it's a little bit small for me,
my eyes.
but when I look at the picture of the laptop on there,
right.
I know that when Chase was showing me some of the things that you set up for the business and how he could just pull up a screen and went, well, this takes care of this and this answers this, all of those different things. Do you have a screen that you can bring up that sort of shows how simple you were able to make it for them to access these things?
Absolutely. So this is just kind of my main website to have people, you know, fill out contact forms. But let me pull up my other screen here, because I guess I can share my CRM with you guys.
Okay.
And what this would look like. So just for the sake of confidential, you know, saving people's numbers and not having that on the screen, we're not going to have a whole lot of conversations that are going on here, but this would be our CRM, our software that we would have.
Let's share with everybody what CRM stands for.
Yeah. Customer Relations Manager.
Got it.
Yeah, Customer Relations Manager. And the main idea, the main usage of this is making sure that you have tools to systemize your business. What I'd like to probably say about this is this is an all-in-one marketing and business software. I kind of like to call it like a constantly evolving and constantly growing Swiss Army knife for your business. It's okay. A good way to centralize your business. I know one thing for a fact with, you know, working alongside with Chase is that immediately once we onboarded him, We noticed right away that we're taking a service over here and we're able to provide it in here. We're taking another service, we're providing it in here. And it's just absolutely cutting down cost, monthly costs, yearly costs. And so it's a lot of savings. I even have video testimonials from other individuals who, by using the software, they were not only saving time, but they were becoming more organized to where they were doubling their income because they had just basic automated responses to businesses. And most of the time, especially with our clientele today, is that if you don't get into direct conversation with them and you don't have a person responding or maybe an automation responding, then you can immediately lose them and they go on to the next person. Just because I think a lot of our customers these days are very impatient. And so you have to be ready to serve them, especially when they're coming through the door. So, but yeah, this is, it can do a, you know, basic conversations tab here where, you know, we can have a multitude of different text messages going out where your entire team can have different conversations through here, which is nice. Calendars, contacts, and then I like this one the most, which is our sales opportunity pipeline, where you can drag and drop a person's name all throughout this space here. And we can attach automation to these to where, you know, maybe they have, a proposal that gets sent out. We have a DocuSign tool. So imagine your PandaDocs, your DocuSigns, all the different tools that most people are paying for. We actually have that in-house as well to where, you know, we can actually attach automation to sending out a proposal if we move somebody's name along the list here. So let's say, you know, we have a payments tab. You know, you can integrate your Stripe in here if you wanted to. But let's say if we wanted to make an actual document, we can make a quick one just as a quick example. Or actually, why don't I open one that I made before?
Okay.
And it's not fully built out, but it's a gives you the idea. So you can right away put in headers, put in all your content here. You can even attach product prices here as well. And you can add, go straight from here and add one of the prospects or leads that you have, add them directly here, and you can right away send this out to your prospects for an estimate, for a proposal, and it can attach the pricing here. And that way, immediately after they sign, we can have it organized to where a payment invoice goes out to them. So that way, it saves a lot of time. And let's see here, going back out.
How about as far as scheduling? I know that scheduling for employees is always a huge issue and can be very time consuming.
Right. So scheduling with your prospects or scheduling employees in-house?
Well, I was thinking of both, but I was thinking more from the standpoint of scheduling people onto a project case or whatever it is so that we know who's working on what.
Got it. Yeah. So, and my apologies here, the software typically slows down whenever we do like a Zoom or screen share. So yeah. What do I see here? Here we are. Okay. So we do have the capability of, let's say, booking an appointment with the lead, and we can have automated text messages go out to remind that lead of the appointment. So it would just be a basic, auto text message system. You can attach AI if you want to, but let's say we just use a basic system that just sends out maybe right when you book the appointment, sends a reminder out a day before the appointment, maybe 2 hours before the appointment, just to make sure that everyone's time is being used wisely and nothing's being wasted, right? So that's one way to do it. I know that one way that Chase is actually using it for his business is, let's say there is a conversation tab, or let's just use this contact tab, and my name is going to be the only one that's in here for the sake of the demo, but we can actually attach an owner or a user to this. And let's say a user up here, and I can add a particular team member, a staff member to this. And so that way they are the main point of contact, or we can actually make tasks for a team member to get something done for this particular lead by a certain time. So that way it's sending out notifications. So that way your entire team has not only this desktop, but they have the app on the phone too. So that way they can constantly be aware of what's going on with a lead. So that way they're being taken care of.
Right. And I think this is the case, but just in case there's anybody else thinking this, but you can also control who that goes to and who it doesn't go to. So in other words, you can say this goes to this team, but not necessarily this other team, so that people aren't getting bombarded with sort of what everybody's doing.
Correct. Correct. So we can actually assign a particular lead to, and you know, my name is the one that's on here, of course, as a staff member, but we can assign this person to a particular task that needs to get done for this lead, and they would be properly notified.
I love it.
Yeah.
So what would be some other things now? So you have people that have chosen to listen that are now thinking, wow, I didn't realize this was even possible. What would be some other things that you would want to make sure that people understood as to what this can do?
Absolutely. So you can send out invoices from here, kind of like what we mentioned before, estimates, proposal signs, proposals to be sent out for signature. You can attach your entire social media profiles. So all these that are here, which is pretty nice. So that way, I think one thing that people have noticed when it comes to social media marketing is that you have to post frequently. Now, that can be a full-time job in itself, whether every single day or whether you're wanting to just be consistent Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And that can be a pain in the butt because you don't want to be posting, making content, right? So if you actually trained a team member to do this, you can actually integrate all of these social tools and you can schedule out posts. So let's say you have a team member that you assign them maybe 1 hour, 2 hours on a Monday at the beginning of the month. They can make content for the entire week or the entire month if they want to. And just one day out of the month, schedule it out, and it immediately gets distributed out into your schedule throughout the entire month if you want to. And it's done. Yeah. That's the beauty of it. And so it really keeps you gets your time back. This also does provide like a newsletter. So if you actually wanted to create your own email campaign or a newsletter of some kind, you can actually do that. So that way you can constantly be in touch with your current database of names and numbers. So that way those emails can be sent out. Automation. This is typically when I'm working with a client is my space for the most part, my particular area that I work in, but there can be a lot of automations that can be built here. For instance, I have an AI agent here that can book, appointments, and you can see this is what an automation can look like. And so a lot of times I do this for my clients, but that's always on the back end if somebody wanted to learn on their own. And then sites, if somebody wanted to build a website here, they can definitely do that. So build out a full website, or if they wanted to build out what's called a funnel, maybe a landing page. A lot of times when people run Google Ads, it's not always best to run a Google ad and direct people to a website because you're sending them into a large you want to send them to a landing page because you're directing them where to go. That's the main idea. So a landing page for the most part is a quick bio of who you are, some reputation based, maybe some reviews, testimonials from other clients, and then maybe a description, and you have a call to action or a particular offer. So an offer that's fresh, maybe an offer that's not always there. So that's where building a landing page or a funnel is a phenomenal way to do that. So you can go through here, and I've made a couple for a couple of contractors that I've worked with in the past. And then when it comes to chat widgets, so you can actually create a chat widget, and this is what a chat widget would be like. We can install this on any person's website. And that way you have a direct access of all this information that somebody would be going to your website and filling out information. It would go directly to the CRM and you'd be notified either on app or email or text message, however we set it up. And that's a great ad right there too. And then same thing with contact forms. So we actually didn't do any when we first started with Chase, we didn't do any new work for him on the website at first. But the main thing that we provided was we provided a just like this, and we actually changed and swapped out contact forms. So all that information is being pulled into the CRM and it's now attached to automated messaging. So that way you never have to worry about a lead not being answered, not being talked to, not being discussed right. with. So that's another piece there. Memberships portal is probably one of my favorites, and I'm probably going to share my screen on that one. So this is what this would look like. And I'm going to share, let me see if I can open this here. So this is a memberships portal. And so one of my favorite things that I like to do when I'm working with a new client is that I'm actually providing them a capability of, let's say, communication with me. Mm-hmm. But it's a great place to communicate with your team. So if you're going to train a new employee, why not build systems where you can actually provide them a communication center that they can be? Maybe you need to let people know of a training you're going to do, or maybe you actually want to put together some videos for them. So maybe you put together some videos for them. That way they go through some training videos before they're going to do a particular task.
Okay.
Right. And so it's a good way to actually scale your business. So that way, I remember when I was in college, I worked for In-N-Out and great time. I still don't get sick of the burgers, right? but one of the things that was really showing to me in the beginning was that system of training your team members, and they would have you go through a video series of training, and it doesn't cost anything. You do it once, you set it up, and you're preparing that new person every single time with that same material, as they're maybe leveling up or learning something new. So great value add there. And then on top of that, if you have a reputation management, maybe you just want to pay attention to what's going on with your reputation from your Google Business profile. This one is not attached to anything, but you can actually see your reviews and send out review requests as well. And I would say for a brand new business owner, that's maybe not aware, it would very important to understand that their Google Business profile is a very important piece to their business, and reviews maybe probably contribute around 40% of your ranking process. So if you have an automated tool that's sending out messages to request for reviews, that can play a very, very important part for a local business. So somebody who is in a close by space and people are searching for that near me component, if you're actually just forcing yourself to actually constantly ask for reviews, that's what most people don't do. It's a very, very simple thing, but it can contribute about 40%, like I said, to your growth in the Google Maps section.
It's great. Now, and I think that in Chase's company or Westshield is a great example of both saving money and centralizing the business and giving back time. What are some examples, or if you have a testimonial or something like that, where what worked best for it was they just made a lot more money?
That
was their goal, and they achieved it.
Yeah. So on my website, I have a video testimonial from a gentleman by the name of David Gallup. So he definitely was running Google Ads. He had his website, and he was primarily getting his business from Google Ads. He was he's a storm shelter expert for installing storm shelters in Texas. And his business is extremely the purchasing cycle of it's based off of the time frame, because when a storm happens, it's the fear that is engaged in the homeowner. And they're most likely going to purchase within that short time frame. They have the emotion, and they want to purchase quickly, right? So, and if there's any time lapse of him getting to that lead, he's losing out. He's losing a lot of money. So we call that speed to lead. And so what we actually did for him is we centralized his business with the software, and immediately he had just the very basics of just auto text message follow-up for forms that were filled out on his website for people that were inquiring about his business. And he actually says in his testimonial that not only did it save him just that mental capacity, right, that mental real estate, because he was just answering people on his actual cell phone through text message and then losing out on whoever it was, but it actually doubled his business just because of staying in touch with leads that were coming through his pipeline.
Okay.
So, and we have other stories similar to that too.
That's great. You know, one of the things, and actually, I don't think we're going to take the other break. We're running short on time. Yeah.
Lots to talk about.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I want to take the other break right now. So we'll pass on that, because I do want to touch on things like, you know, online publications and things that also that, you know, they help with the branding, they help with, you know, establishing us, you know, or whoever that business is, as an expert or at least a leader in the field. Talk a little bit about that. And unfortunately, we've only got about 3 minutes.
Okay, no problem. I'll make it quick. It's always important to understand when you're ever looking at online publications for any vendor, right, for any person, is that online publications are not a lead generating source. It's very, very important to understand that. It's mainly for branding, and it's mainly for building trust amongst your customers. So we do have the capability of getting somebody's business published on USA Today, Forbes, Entrepreneur, or maybe New York Times, LA Times for that matter. Mm-hmm. We do have that capability. But always remember that it's not meant to be a lead generating source, because it may take a year for somebody to finally get to that that article. It may take 6 months. It may take 3 months. Mm-hmm. So it's not meant to be a predictable lead generating source. You mainly want to look at it from a branding perspective. And then once that article has been written, you have the capability of putting it as a featured on component to your website. And just imagine if you have that versus maybe your competitor, that could play a good piece in that customer choosing you versus somebody else.
Sounds good. Makes sense to me. All right. So, and again, as I said, we've only got about 2 minutes now. Let's kind of do just sort of an overview now of what is available to people and how they can get in touch. Oh, one of the things you mentioned as far as a special offer, explain that a little bit.
Right. So I wanted to make a special offer, something I wanted to make sure I came to the show with some good value to add, of course. So typically for a setup fee that we have for customers can typically range around $300. That's kind of our average setup fee. And so we were thinking it over and we said, how about for the show, we would say the first 10 customers that would want to inquire about software, whether that's a voice AI or whether that's our CRM system, we would completely waive the $300 setup fee for the first 10 customers. Oh. So that way they could, you know, we would be doing the setup completely complimentary.
Well, I really appreciate that. And I think the people that take advantage of that will appreciate it as well. so I'm thinking about asking this. I'm concerned that it's similar to asking how long is a piece of string. By saying that, is there sort of a ballpark that once somebody sets up a CRM system, is there a monthly fee, or what is the type of thing, and maybe what are some of the parameters that would have a small business right now look at it and go, oh, that's something that I can do.
Yeah. 100%. So we do have a monthly fee. So we've done some studies over other businesses that are out there. Our and I feel as though our price is very competitive compared to a lot of software that's out there. So our software is $397 per month. If we were to discuss a voice AI, that we would include the software in there, and that would be $547 per month. So that way, you know, we are completely replacing the need for an assistant, replacing a person that would be, you'd have to train over and over and over again. So the fact that we have that, I think it's a very competitive price, and the value add that we've noticed is amazing too.
Well, Mike, I just want to thank you for what it is that you're doing. And, you know, I was talking to Chase about this, and when I talk about the show and I say, I want to be able to bring people on that are making a positive difference in the world. And I believe that you are one of those people. You are doing this. You're making a positive difference in the world because you're helping small businesses compete at a time in which, especially as we went through COVID and things like that, hundreds of thousands of small businesses went out of business. And so to me, again, I thank you because I think you are helping all of us as small businesses to be able to remain competitive and continue to, you know, to provide services. And in many cases that also help many people. So thank you.
Of course. Well, thanks for allowing me to share today. Appreciate it, Alan.
All right. And for everybody out there, send this to somebody, you know, everybody knows somebody out there that could benefit from improving their business and giving themselves more time to spend with their family. So for everybody out there, be good human beings and be with us again next week on Answers Network.
You're listening to Answers Network with Alan Cardoza, only on LA Talk Radio.